The 2026 measles outbreak is the second record year in a row for a disease the United States declared eliminated in 2000. Federal counts passed 2,300 confirmed cases in late July, more than the whole of 2025 produced, with 5 months still on the calendar. That makes this the worst year for measles since 1992. Most readers are not living in the two states carrying the bulk of those cases. They are watching a number climb in the news and working out whether it means anything at their own kitchen table. A casual prepper answers that question by staying educated rather than by reacting, and measles rewards early attention far more than it rewards a scramble during an exposure. Start by confirming that everyone in your household has two MMR doses on record. Two doses run about 97% effective against measles, and verifying it costs one phone call to your doctor or a few minutes in your state immunization registry. What the? 2026. Measles outbreak actually broke. The headline figure is 2,318 confirmed cases as of July 23, against 2,289 for all of 2025. Health officials have recorded 35 separate outbreaks this year, with cases reported across 45 jurisdictions. The last time the country counted this many was 1992, which makes this a 35-year high. One outbreak, two calendars. The more useful number sits underneath the headline. Of the 2,153 cases tied to outbreaks, 1,371 trace back to outbreaks that began in 2025 rather than this year. This is not a fresh event that happens to resemble last year's. It is largely the same event, still running, now being counted on a second calendar. That continuity is the part worth carrying into your own planning. The 2025 surge began with two imported cases in West Texas, and once that original chain was declared over in August, it was widely treated as a closed regional story. Chains seated elsewhere kept going. A virus does not observe a fiscal year, and an outbreak declared over in one state says nothing about the one quietly building in another. More people, same illness. Set the alarming number next to the reassuring one, because both are true. About 6% of this year's cases have required hospitalization. No measles deaths have been reported in the United States in 2026, against 3 last year. As an infectious disease, it has not become more dangerous to the person who catches it. It has found many more people to reach. That distinction shapes how you respond. The 2026 measles outbreak is a question about exposure rather than a reason to reorganize your life, because the severity rate has held steady while the spread has widened. Your odds of encountering measles have gone up, but your odds of a bad outcome once exposed have stayed roughly where they were. That is the shape of a health-related threat you can plan around instead of worry about. Where the 2026 measles outbreak concentrated a national total hides the thing you actually need. Measles does not spread evenly across a country. It spreads through communities, and this year has been a small number of intense local clusters rather than a wave rolling across the map. Two states, more than half the cases. South Carolina and Utah together account for more than half of the national count. South Carolina's outbreak, centered in the upstate, reached roughly 700 cases before officials declared it over in April. Utah's has been the harder one to corner. It has touched 22 of the state's 29 counties, a spread no other state has reported, with exposures logged in big box stores, urgent care waiting rooms, restaurants and youth sporting events. Per person, the gap is starker than the raw counts suggest. Utah has run near 15 cases per 100,000 residents and South Carolina near 13, while states with far larger raw numbers fade once you divide by population. Pennsylvania and Virginia have both built outbreaks of their own since spring, and new ones have opened in Arizona, Delaware, and Wyoming. The number that explains all of it. Measles needs roughly 95% of a community to be immune before it stops finding new hosts. National kindergarten MMR coverage sat at 92.5% for the 2024-2025 school year, down from 95.2% 5 years earlier. 3 percentage points sounds like rounding. At 95% an introduced case burns out, and at 92% it finds enough unprotected people to keep moving. The state figures show where that gap opened. South Carolina reported 91% kindergarten coverage and Utah 88%, and one Utah health district serving a vaccine-hesitant community reported a kindergarten exemption rate near 20%. Fall below the threshold in a single town and one imported case is enough to start something. If your state has barely been touched, cases have turned up in 45 jurisdictions, but plenty of readers live somewhere reporting a handful or none at all. That is worth knowing rather than celebrating, because it changes where your exposure would come from rather than removing it. In a low-case state, the realistic path to measles runs through travel, a visitor, or a crowded venue that draws people in from elsewhere. That is the easier version of the problem. Travel is something you schedule, which means the exposure you are most likely to face is also the one you get the most warning about. Your county is not your state. This is where a national average stops being useful to you. Coverage varies enormously between counties inside one state, and between schools inside one county. A state averaging 94% can hold districts at 99% and districts at 80%. Living in a well-covered state is genuinely protective, but the figure that describes your real exposure is your own school districts, and most state health departments publish it. What the November review means. The United States has held measles elimination status since 2000. In November, that designation goes in front of a formal review, and the 2026 measles outbreak is the reason it is on the agenda. What elimination status measures? Elimination has never meant zero cases. It means no single chain of transmission has run continuously inside the country for 12 months or longer. Imported cases that get contained do not count against it, and a chain that keeps going does. The Pan American Health Organization's Regional Verification Commission makes that determination for this hemisphere. Its review was originally set for April and moved to November so it would fall inside the commission's regular annual meeting. The clock being measured did not move with it. The question is whether transmission ran unbroken for a full year from the start of the West Texas outbreak in January 2025. Genetic sequencing of a lineage circulating since then is central to answering it. Canada went through this in November 2025 and lost its status. Several European countries lost theirs earlier in the year. Independent analyses of the United States data suggest the technical bar for continuous transmission has already been met. What changes for your household? Nothing about your own precautions changes, and that is worth saying plainly, because the designation gets reported in language that sounds like a threat level moving. Elimination status is a scorecard for a public health system rather than a description of the risk on your street. Losing it would not make measles more contagious, would not change how the MMR vaccine works, and would not alter a single step you would take to protect your family. What it would confirm is something the case counts have already told you, which is that the virus is circulating domestically rather than arriving and dying out. Losing the designation would still carry real consequences, just not at your address. Other countries factor elimination status into their travel guidance, and the label shapes how the United States is regarded in global health reporting. Those are national effects with national remedies. Your protection was never resting on the label. It rests on your household's own immunity and your ability to recognize the disease early, and both of those sit with you rather than with a commission. What to check before the year ends? The steps that protect a household against measles have not changed. What has changed is when they matter, and the back half of this year stacks the odds differently than the first half did. The school reopening window. Measles activity historically climbs with summer travel and again when schools reopen, and federal health officials have already warned state departments to expect more cases through the season. A vaccination record you verify in August is worth more than the same record verified in October. The spacing between the two doses is not something you can compress once an exposure is already on the table. If a child is behind, or the record has gone missing entirely, that call belongs at the top of the back-to-school list rather than the bottom. Schools and state registries can usually reconstruct a history faster than a family can find the right folder. Road trips matter more than flights now. For 25 years, the standard measles advice to families was about international travel. That advice quietly inverted this year, and repeating it out of habit is normalcy bias in miniature, the assumption that the pattern you learn still describes the world you are standing in. With sustained transmission inside the country, a summer road trip through a hotspot county now carries the exposure profile a flight overseas used to. Check whether your destination has active cases the same way you check a weather forecast, then decide from there. Most trips will need no change at all. The value is in knowing rather than assuming, and it costs a few minutes on a state health department page. Infants and the early dose. The standard schedule puts the first MMR dose at 12 to 15 months, which leaves younger infants unprotected and dependent on the immunity of everyone around them. In a community with active spread, that is the sharpest gap in the whole picture. Utah's health department has gone as far as recommending that parents consider an optional early dose for infants under 1 year old. That is a conversation for your pediatrician rather than a decision to make from a case count, and the answer turns on where you live and where you are going. An early dose does not replace the standard two. It buys coverage across a window that would otherwise stay open. The adult record nobody checks. Vaccination conversations default to children, and this year gives adults a reason to look at their own line on the page. Anyone vaccinated between 1963 and 1967 may have received an inactivated version of the vaccine that was later withdrawn because it did not protect well. People born before 1957 are generally treated as immune through childhood exposure. Everyone in between should have two doses on record. If your own history is unclear, your doctor can either locate it or recommend a dose. An additional MMR dose does no harm when your status is uncertain, which makes this one of the few preparedness questions that costs you nothing to answer. Find your own number. The most useful thing you can do with the 2026 measles outbreak is put the national figure down and go find your local one. Most state health departments publish kindergarten immunization rates by district alongside current case counts by county. 10 minutes with those two pages will tell you more about your household's real exposure than 6 months of national headlines. Preparedness for an epidemic starts with knowing which numbers actually describe you. The 2026 measles outbreak has already passed last year's total with 5 months left to run, and most of it traces back to chains that started in 2025. Two states carry more than half the cases. Hospitalization has held near 6% and no deaths have been reported this year, so the disease is reaching further without becoming worse for the person who catches it. You know what the November review measures and why it will not change anything at your address. You know the national coverage figure is not your county's. Verify the two MMR doses in your household, look up your district's rate, and check case activity before you travel.